Huh? Okay, protofood. Now, Lee did two concentrated protein products. He was almost a vegetarian himself, but it wasn't that he advocated being a vegetarian. He said and made it clear that he simply preferred to eat that way. And yet he was aware that eating that way would cause, in many cases, an amino acid or protein deficiency. And so he said, for the uneducated vegetarian who doesn't know how to do this well, which he felt was probably most of them because they just quit eating protein, he said they need to get these essential amino acids. They may think they're getting them from their diet, but often they are not because of the nature of the debilitated foods they're eating, or they're just not concerned at all. And so protofood was his concentrated form of the essential amino acids. In it, you'll find bone meal, wheat germ, desiccated adrenal, ribonucleic acid, choline, one of the two lipotropic B complex vitamins, lipotropic meaning draws fat out of the liver back into circulation, methionine, a rich methyl donor. We'll talk more about methionine later, but one of the critical amino acids which many people are deficient in, and almost every liver case is deficient in. Lysine, glutamic acid, and more. These were the critical things. Now, this is such a concentrated product that Lee felt the typical case needed to take only one per week. But he said, when you get them as a case, preferably one per day, and then gradually work that down to one per week if they have a pretty good diet. He said one of the first indicators of the need for this was fatigue, just general fatigue. Consider it also in cases of hypoglycemia, the debilitated case where they're not eating much at all, chronic fatigue, low-protein diets, again, the vegetarian or the vegan, unless they can convince me that they're getting adequate amino acid intake, I will always recommend protofood, at least two per week if they'll do that. Now, then they say, well, does it come from animal tissue? Well, we're in trouble, bone meal and adrenal, so we have to have that discussion. Elevated total globulin, leading to edema. Muscle weakness that's unexplained by any other reason. Often that is simply incomplete amino acid pattern intake, and the muscles are not being rebuilt. Unexplained weight loss, like the cachectic case, they're going downhill fast. It's a synergist to any program where you're trying to build muscle mass. Is there a place for this for the bodybuilder that you're trying to get to quit taking the steroids? Yeah, you bet. Now, for the bodybuilder, do 1 to 3 protofood per day. You got to clean up their diet, but tell them, especially on the days, if they're doing alternate day workouts, have them just do it on those alternate days, 1 to 3. And I advise them to take one or more about 2 hours before working out to keep the amino acids in the blood pool. Yes? How does that compare, the question is, with taking protein powders? Very favorably, in my experience, better. Because with the protein powders, often what they're getting is, first, a lot of synthetic stuff thrown in, which most of them have. But let's say that you've got one that is purely the amino acids. They may not be as well absorbed because there are too many. Often they're trying to provide all 22, and the person actually doesn't need all 22. They've got a circulating pool of all of the normally ingested ones. What they're lacking are the 8 essentials, so they can't complete the pattern and draw down from the reserve. It's more potent in that case to give the missing ones, and the body will deal with it. So they do work, but in my experience, the protofood works better. The tough part is getting the bodybuilder to forget all the hype and just try it. One capsule with meals per day for a week, then 2 per day for a week. There are a variety of protocols over the years depending on the case. That's not so important as one per day at the start, maybe more, but eventually down to 1 or 2 per week if you get their diet straightened out.
I don't understand. One capsule with meals for a week?
Yeah, no, I don't want to spend time on that. That was someone else's recommendation. One per day for a bad case, and then work down to 1 per week. Okay, ignore what's on there. That was an older protocol from someone else.